Charlie Medical Facility, Camp Ramadi, Iraq, 2006. Sir, the young SEAL whispered in a faint voice, come here. Our hands clasped in a handshake. Not a formal handshake like two businessmen, but palm to palm, with thumbs wrapped around the back of the hand like an arm wrestling contest. A handshake of brotherhood. The young SEAL was feeling the morphine. I saw it in his eyes, but he was still there, still conscious and aware. He was everything a young man should be. Smart, brave, athletic, funny, loyal, and tough. He had been shot in the leg about a half an hour before. I found out later that Mikey Mansour, a young SEAL machine gunner, had run out into heavy enemy gunfire and dragged this SEAL out of a war-torn street in the Malab district in the city of Ramadi, the violent heart of the insurgency in Iraq. The wounded SEAL now lay on a gurney in Charlie Med, the Camp Ramadi field hospital, where U.S. military surgical teams worked furiously to save the lives of gravely wounded troops almost every day. The bullet, a mammoth, armor-piercing 7.62 by 54 millimeter round with a steel core, had entered his leg at the lower thigh, ripped apart flesh and bone inside his leg, and exited his upper thigh, close to the groin. It was hard to say if he would keep his leg. From the looks of the wound, my guess was no. He would lose it. The wounded SEAL's grip on my hand tightened, and he pulled me in, drawing me just inches from his face. I could tell he wanted to say something to me, so I turned my head and put my ear next to his mouth. I wasn't sure what to expect. Was he scared or angry or depressed that he might lose his leg? Was he nervous about what might happen next? Was he confused? He took a breath and then whispered, sir, let me stay. Let me stay, please. Don't make me go home. I'll do anything. I'll sweep up around camp. I can heal here. Please, please, please just let me stay with the task unit. There you go. Not scared, not angry, not depressed that he might lose his leg, only concerned that he might have to leave our task unit. Task unit bruiser. Our task unit. Our lives. This SEAL was our first significant casualty. We had had guys catch some frag on previous operations. We had had some very close calls. But this was the first wounded SEAL from Task Unit Bruiser whose life would be forever changed by a grave combat injury. Even if he kept his leg, the damage was so substantial that it didn't seem possible he would ever fully regain the extraordinary athleticism he had displayed previously. And yet, this SEAL was only concerned that he would let me down, let the task unit down. Let his platoon, his team, down. This was a man. This was a true friend, a brother. This was a hero. Young, brave, and without question, more concerned for his friends than for his own life. I was moved. I felt tears welling up in my eyes. I fought them back and swallowed the lump in my throat. This was no time to break down. I was the leader. He needed me to be strong. It's all right, brother. We've got to get you healed up first, I whispered. As soon as you heal up, we'll get you back over here, but you have to get healed up first. I'll be okay, the wounded SEAL replied. Just let me stay. Let me stay. Brother, I told him earnestly, I'll bring you back as soon as you can stand. But you have to go and get yourself healed up. I'll heal up here. I can work in the talk, he argued, referencing our Tactical Operations Center, where we monitored combat missions via radio and television screens that displayed overhead video feed from aircraft, both manned and unmanned.